This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sorry if this provokes a flashback, but we're coming up on the five-year anniversary of the moment the stock market bottomed out during the great financial crisis. March 9th, 2009, the S&P 500 fell to 676. As of this morning, it's gone up 176% since that trough. Marketplace contributor and Fortune magazine senior editor-at-large Alan Sloan has been digging into the net worth of Americans during these 5 years. Thanks for coming in, Alan.
My pleasure, David.
Now, I know you remember the dread, but things have come back. If you held on to the stocks, things might not have been so bad.
Well, in fact, the last time I looked, the U.S. stock market had almost tripled and was up $15 trillion in value, and that's serious money.
Serious money for those who stuck with it, those who sold out in a panic. This is a very different story. But ultimately, this is accruing to the net worth of many Americans, this rising stock market.
Well, it is, but the great majority of stocks are owned by a relative handful of people, and it's much more concentrated than house values. The value of stocks owned by individuals is up something more than $8 trillion. The value of home equity is up maybe a third as much.
As you point out, the net worth of more Americans may be affected by that house number.
Right. For most people, the value of their home equity is the biggest asset they have. But the higher you get up the economic ladder, the smaller house equity becomes as part of your net worth, and the greater stocks become. So the fact that stocks have done spectacularly well is just adding to the concentration of wealth.
One thing about the stock market, though, is that it means some companies feel they're doing well. Maybe then they're hiring some people.
Well, the term animal spirits comes to mind. We're seeing now all sorts of initial public offerings by startup companies that presumably will take some of the money and hire people. I mean, I'm all in favor of the stock market going up. I just want to be realistic about what it means. There are many people who, as you say, were flushed out of the market or stampeded out who've missed large parts of this.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine. Thank you.
It was great to be here, David.